This is All Things Considered on New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Peter Biello. You've heard of the Nobel Prize, the award bestowed upon those who have achieved great things in a variety of fields. But you may not have heard of the Ig Nobel Prizes. That's a parody of the Nobel Prize that's given out to unusual or trivial achievements in science. Here with me to discuss these trivial things is David Brooks. He's a reporter with the Concord Monitor and writer at GraniteGeek.org. David, it seems like there's some kind of inherent contradiction there. Trivial achievement. What's meant by the Ig Nobel Prize?
Well, the way they describe themselves officially is they are accomplishments that make you laugh and then make you think. And they have been handed out in Harvard, mostly at Harvard now, for 25 years. They just had, last week was the 25th first annual Ig Nobel Awards, is the way they describe it.
Always the first annual.
Always the first annual every year. And I've attended about 20 of them, and they are awesome events. Anybody who is interested in science or interested in a spectacle should definitely attend. They are in Stately Sanders Theater, which is always called Stately Sanders Theater at Harvard because it is an absolutely gorgeous facility, and it's full of raucous geeks who throw paper airplanes the whole time. It's about a two-hour event. It features real Nobel laureates on the stage. So there's four, five, six different people who've won Nobel laureate prizes in medicine and physics and chemistry up there acting goofy. For many years, there was a man sweeping the paper airplanes off the floor. And he couldn't come one year because he was in Stockholm to receive the Nobel Prize for Physics. So their janitor won the Nobel Prize in Physics. That's the kind of place it is.
Well, that's fantastic. And as you write this week in your column, a few New Hampshire residents have won the Ig Nobel Prize before.
Not many, and that's always been very depressing to me. They give out 10 prizes every year, so there have been 250 of them. And to my knowledge, the only New Hampshire residents that have ever directly won an Ig Nobel Prize were four doctors at Dartmouth, and a couple of them, I think, were at Elliott Hospital, who were part of the winners in 1997 of the Communications Prize, the Literature Prize, actually, they gave it, because they were among 976 co-authors on a single medical study about how to prevent heart attacks. Which at the time was the largest number of authors on a refereed study, although since then there have actually been bigger ones. So those four people got it. And then the only individual winner was Stanford Wallace, who people who've been online for a while will remember was frequently known as Spamford Wallace because he was probably the person who really instigated mass spamming of emails in the early days of the Internet. He lived and was established on the New Hampshire seacoast for many years.
And we're all grateful for him, I suppose.
Absolutely grateful. Otherwise, I wouldn't know about all those rich Nigerians.
Well, tell me a little bit about some of the other things that have garnered or won for the scientist an Ig Nobel Prize.
Sure. So, for example, one of the winners this year was the Physics Prize, which was given to a number of researchers in the U.S. and Taiwan for a study of how long it takes to urinate. And they basically found that all mammals take approximately the same amount of time to empty their bladder, no matter what size the mammal is. For whatever reasons, this is a universal, about 21 seconds plus or minus 13 seconds for all mammals. So that is exactly the kind of study, which is actually kind of useful. It might say something interesting about physiology, but it's also kind of makes 12-year-olds laugh. So it's perfect for the Ig Nobels.
Seems like my dog takes a lot longer than 21 seconds, of course. I guess the science doesn't count the time it takes to find the right 12 spots in my neighborhood.
And plus your dog is trying to annoy you.
So there's another element of the ceremony that I wanted to ask you about, and that is Miss Sweetie Poo. Now, we've got some tape of Miss Sweetie Poo. Let's listen to Miss Sweetie Poo.
I'd like to thank the many people who posed for our photos in the staff canteen. These include Bruce Anderson, Bruce Belford, Sheila Carlisle, Bruce Davidson, Sheila Edwards.
Okay, so that's Miss Sweetie Poo. What is she doing, David?
A brilliant, brilliant idea that the Emmy and Tony and Oscar Awards should absolutely institute is she is there to keep the speakers from going on too long. When they start talking, and they've all been told don't talk too long, but it doesn't matter. They start talking. She comes trotting out from the wings and goes into her little routine that you've just heard, and it's extremely effective. It's very hard to talk down a cute 8-year-old.
All kidding aside, though, I mean, these are still important, even if they do seem silly on the surface.
Oh, I think so. I mean, it's it's one of the best examples around anywhere of making science accessible to the general population. It shows that this stuff can be real and important and have some, you know, difficult, complicated aspects, but it's still human. It still can be amusing. It can be just as entertaining as, you know, any reality goofballs doing stuff. More entertaining, far more entertaining, I think. So you don't have to spend all your life being serious and frowny-faced if you want to know about science. You can have a lot of laughs and throw paper airplanes, too.
Well, David, thank you for coming here and not being frowny-faced.
I am not frowny-faced at all.
That's David Brooks, reporter for the Concord Monitor and winner of
for the 2015
Nobel
I'm
Prize
bored.
For Geekiness at GraniteGeek.org.
I'm bored.